Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now the forecast. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein says hot weather into next week.
At times it's really going to pour, and I expect that many of us, even in eastern Massachusetts, will see anywhere from 3/4 to 1.5 inches of rain, and that's good news as we get ready for the heat.
When does that move out, the storms?
So everything should move out this evening. There is a Red Sox game tonight, of course, starting around that 7 o'clock mark. I do think that most of the heavier rain will be moving out at that time, so we'll try to get things going on Fenway Park.
All right, and then the heat moves in. How hot will it get?
So temperatures are not going to be excessively hot in terms of setting any records or anything like that. We haven't had a lot of heat yet this early summer season, but inland areas are going to approach 90 Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and probably Tuesday as well. So that's basically 5 days of heat. A heat wave is 3 days in a row of 90 degrees. So this will be a 5 day heat wave for many inland areas. And when I say inland, we're talking, you know, just a couple of miles away from the beaches. So it's really, you know, unless you're somebody that has waterfront property, that's where temperatures are going to be in the 80s over the next several days. But you get west of Route 1, it's going to be up near 90 degrees.
Cape and the Islands and up in the mountains for the weekend?
Yeah, so Cape and the Islands will be cooler, as they usually are. That west-southwesterly wind, depending on where you are in the Cape, comes in off the water. Some places in the Cape are going to get into the mid and even upper 80s, but most places will stay under the 90-degree mark throughout this period. It's muggy. Northern New England, it's in the 90s, especially from, say, central New Hampshire up through that western spine of Maine, going up through Fryeburg, Sanford, on up to ski country. As you get into the higher elevations, it obviously will be below 90. And also north of Portland, if you're up in Brunswick, Camden, Rockland, Eastport, staying below 90.
I'm breaking out the short sleeve shirts and the shorts for the weekend.
Yeah, you're going to need it. Lots of sunshine throughout the weekend and moderate to high levels of humidity. I don't see any shower activity. Right now, it looks like it could be dry right through 4th of July.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.